David's journey towards a cure. David's search for clinical trials offering promising new treatments for PSP took him from his home in New Zealand all the way to England to join the global effort to find a cure. For someone as sociable as retired property developer David Booth, his gradual withdrawal from family life was the first sign to his wife Sarah that something wasn't right. David also began struggling to find his words and became increasingly unsteady. But it was a change in his eye movements that led to the swift and unexpected diagnosis of PSP. With that news, David started scouring the internet for answers. "We've always been the sort of people to meet things head on," says Sarah, who has been married to David for 38 years. And David, especially, is incredibly determined. Once we got the diagnosis, he went straight into research mode. He was on the computer every day looking for clinical trials, contacting people all over the world. David's persistence paid off. Earlier this year, the couple left their home in Christchurch, New Zealand, where they have lived since 2003, and moved back to the UK to take part in PROSPER, a groundbreaking international clinical trial to test a novel molecule called FNP223, developed by the pharmaceutical company Ferrer. The goal is to find out whether this medicine can help slow down the progression of PSP. It is understood that David became the first person in the UK to take part in this study. David's inquiries led him to Dr. Boyd Gosh, a neurologist based at University Hospital Southampton, one of the participating sites for Ferrer's PROSPER trial. The trial is a randomised, double-blind, placebo-controlled Phase 2 study designed to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of FNP223 in slowing the progression of PSP. Ferrer had previously demonstrated in preclinical models that FNP223 could prevent the build-up of tau proteins. The PROSPER study, involving 220 participants across the US, UK and EU, is designed to confirm the efficacy of FNP223 in individuals living with PSP. We contacted Ferrer and that led us to getting in touch with Dr. Gosh. Once we got the information needed, we made the decision to move back to England to try and secure a place on the trial, says Sarah. With only around 200 known PSP cases in New Zealand, there are no current plans for trials, and the couple wanted to be where the research is happening. The couple travelled to the UK in 2024 to meet Dr. Gosh after getting referred by a UK GP. In early 2025, they relocated permanently, supported by their daughter, a former nurse, and son-in-law, who moved over with their children and the couple's two dogs to help. Sarah said, "We've turned the move into a positive family experience. Having lived in the Worcestershire area before, we decided to settle here as it is so familiar, being part of a clinical trial." David officially joined the PROSPER trial in May 2025 after completing a rigorous set of eligibility screenings, including brain scans, blood work, and neurological assessments. The speed of his diagnosis is likely to have increased his chances of fitting the criteria because he is earlier on in his PSP journey. "We go to Southampton about every 3 months in person, and in between we get phone calls from the team," Sarah explains. "Team is fantastic. We see the same people every time, and we can contact them whenever we have questions. It's very reassuring." Sarah also keeps a daily online diary of part of the trial's data collection. "It's not an unrealistic commitment," she says. "It's part of the routine now." Neither David nor his doctors know whether he is receiving the active treatment or a placebo. That's the nature of a double-blind study, but just being part of the trial has changed their outlook. Having this opportunity gives David focus and hope, Sarah says. He's someone who gets fixed on something and gives it everything. Instead of feeling helpless, we've got something to fight for. Even if this doesn't help him directly, it might help someone else down the line. The trial runs for 52 weeks, with a final follow-up scheduled for May 2026. I get emotional when I think about the opportunity David has been given, Sarah admits. You do all this planning and researching, and to have the chance to be involved has been amazing, and we are truly grateful. David nods in agreement. I wanted to do something, he says. I didn't want to just wait for it to get worse. This gives me purpose. The Booths have also connected with PSPA since arriving in the UK. We'd never met anyone else with PSP until we came here, says Sarah. We've joined online meetings and went to a local get-together. That support is invaluable. Want more info? To learn more about PSP and clinical trials like PROSPER, visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/research/get-involved-in-research/.